And now a story that is tough to hear, tough to think about, but oh so wonderful when you consider the ramifications of becoming involved in a program that Ann Zerbe, the director, executive director of the Michigan Veterans Homes, is going to tell us about right now. Ann, welcome to the Paul W. Smith Show. I had not, at least recently, heard of this program. I'm so glad you're bringing it up. It's a tough conversation, but such an important one. Good morning, Ann.
Thank you for having me on the show today, Paul.
Well, it is our pleasure. Tell us about No Member Dies Alone.
Yes. So No Member Dies Alone is a program that we have at the Michigan Veteran Homes. We provide skilled nursing care to veterans in the state of Michigan. And, several years back, some of our social services team thought that this was an area that we really needed to focus on. Some folks that may or may not have friends and family that can come and sit with them while they're approaching the end of life, wanted to start a volunteer program where folks could volunteer and come in and sit with individuals while they were nearing that time and provide them with comfort and compassion in those final hours, days, whatever it may be.
We don't like to think about it, but there certainly are a number of people who don't have anyone to be there to offer the comfort that you talk about, Ann, to actually even be holding their hand as they pass away. It's a tough thing to think about, but it's a very real thing to think about. And I'm so glad that the Michigan Veteran Homes is actually reaching out, looking for volunteers to join the No Member Dies Alone or NMDA program at each home, highlighting the need to offer companionship and assistance to veteran members who are entering the final stages of life, as you mentioned, when no one else is around. And I fear that this is a pretty big program and you need a lot of volunteers.
Yes, we do provide that that comfort 24 hours while the person is nearing the end of life. And so obviously folks can't always sit there for that whole entire time. So we do have a call system set up, a schedule, and it takes a lot of people to make sure that we're able to be there for all of those moments. So always looking for folks that believe they, have what it takes to sit down and sit with someone during this very difficult time. It's a very special person.
It takes a very special person, and the rewards are actually said to be very special. Reading up on some of the people that have been in the program, take a Vietnam vet who talked about retiring from a very fulfilling 40-year career as an educator. He said he knew he had to find something to do that had meaning and purpose. And joining the MDA program has been, quote, one of the most powerful and life-changing experiences of my life. It is truly spiritual work. In some cases, these veterans don't have friends or family present. So to be there and tell them they are loved and there is nothing to fear is beyond words. The best gift we can give a dying member is our time, presence, and love. This is work that needs doing and demands our best. A lot of us have not thought about this, I can promise you, Ann. And now hearing about it, it's going to affect some people in a very strong way. And I think they're going to want to find out how they might help. How might they do that, Ann?
I would encourage anyone who is interested in volunteering for this program to go to our website, Michigan Veteran Homes. It's going to be michigan.gov/MVH. And just go ahead and look up our program, the program on that website. That's going to be the easiest way to find us. I do want to say anyone who's interested in volunteering, we're looking for people with a lot of compassion, and someone, again, who is comfortable being with someone during these final stages in life, can remain calm and is comfortable, with all any different activities that someone may want to do, playing cards, reading books, anything of that nature, during that time period.
It's a wonderful opportunity for people who would like to give back to veterans for all they have sacrificed to protect us and to serve our country. This is like the most incredible calling. But I will say, obviously, Ann Zerbe, Executive Director of Michigan Veterans Homes, it does take a very special person. I mean, this is not an easy thing to do.
If you're looking for an easy volunteer opportunity, I would not suggest that this is the one for you. I think if you have a calling to really, I think that anyone who's witnessed the program can't understate enough how much it means to the individuals who are serving in the home. There can be lots of different reasons why someone may not have family or friends that are able to be present at that time. And sometimes they do have family, but they're just not able to be there 24/7. We just want to make sure someone's sitting with them, providing them comfort, and that those final moments aren't spent alone.
You know, Ann, we have a very broad listening audience, and that's good news for you guys because you guys have a broad reach in state. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you have homes in Chesterfield Township, Grand Rapids, and all the way up to Marquette, correct?
That's correct. We only recently opened up the Chesterfield home. We noticed that there was a gap there where we were not able to serve veterans in Southeast Michigan as readily. You know, most folks don't want to drive 2.5 hours to visit family if they have someone living in a skilled nursing home. And so we wanted to make sure we were expanding those services. We're so excited to be in Southeast Michigan at this point.
Absolutely. Grand Rapids, Marquette, Chesterfield Township. You go online to michigan.gov/MVH. And this is a great program we did not hear about until just now, Ann Zerbe. Thank you for bringing it to our attention. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for spreading the word.
Anything else we need to know in this final 30 seconds? I think you've said it all.
No, I think you've covered it all. Anyone who's interested, please do come forward. It's an incredibly rewarding experience if you're ready for it. And thank you again for making more people aware about this program.
Thanks for bringing it to our attention. Ann Zerbe, Executive Director of the Michigan Veterans Homes. Go to michigan.gov/MVH, Michigan Veteran Homes.